At Etex, we're more than just numbers. Whether you need help untangling your personal finances or are simply overwhelmed in managing your business's accounting needs, relax. We can help. Etex has the professionals you need to make your life easier. Let us handle your bookkeeping, payroll, taxes and incorporation services, plus much more. You can count on accurate and reliable tax and business services from Etex. For a free consultation, call 623-213-7733 or visit etex.com.
Wow, everybody wants greater health, wealth, and happiness. We at Hypnotic One help everyone achieve that by eliminating your negative, unwanted, outdated habits and addictions in 1 to 7 days and include a lifetime warranty. Now's the time to take control or eliminate drug, alcohol, smoking, weight gain, stress, and depression. We at Hypnotic One make changing fast, fun. Call now, 602-547-0446. For a free one-hour consultation and motivational CD, it is priceless and life-changing.
CBS News, every 30 minutes, 24/7, 365, exclusively on 1100 KFNX.
CBS News Brief. Aid workers and rescuers are struggling to reach survivors in Morocco who are blocked by debris in villages destroyed by a deadly earthquake. Joe Inwoods with the BBC.
Emin Talla, which was close to the epicenter, has been all but destroyed. Many who survived the initial quake are now homeless or in mourning.
More than 2,800 people have died, but that number is expected to rise. At the Pentagon today,
David M. Charlie Boy.
Loved ones read names of those who died in the terror attacks 22 years ago on 9/11. Ceremonies were also held at Ground Zero in New York City and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people died that day. New COVID boosters could be available soon. Here's reporter Alexander Tin.
The FDA has now greenlighted this fall's new COVID shots from Moderna and Pfizer, which were redesigned to target more recent COVID variants than the shots used last year.
The shots still need final approval from the CDC. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Arizona News Radio. Breska police shot and killed a woman they say pointed a gun at them. Deputy Chief John Brambilla says they went to the home to check out a shots fired call.
Resident there, a female, adult female, exited the structure with a firearm. She then pointed the firearm at the officers. Two of our officers responded with firing shots from their weapon, striking the suspect.
A 55-year-old Virginia man collapsed and died while attempting a rim-to-rim hike at the Grand Canyon. Passenger in a rideshare vehicle killed in a crash in Phoenix over the weekend. The other driver ran a red light, hit the vehicle, not believed that driver was impaired. Travel experts say domestic airfares are down some 29% from their summer peak, but that isn't the case for international travel, says Nancy Purden, owner of MVP Travel in Tucson. She says there's still pent-up demand.
2 years of not being able to travel, and even last year, although travel was pretty open last year, there were still a lot of COVID restrictions.
Connie Weber, Arizona News Radio.
This KFNX business update is brought to you by Quick Lane at the world-famous Santan Ford.
In today's trend watching, some challenges on the inflation front set to show this week as both consumer prices and producer prices, which measure inflation at the retail and wholesale levels respectively, are due out. Looking for a jump in CPI of 0.6% for last month, 0.4% for wholesale inflation, the result of commodity prices popping over the last several weeks, if not the last 2 months. Oil holding well above $80 a barrel might be one of the main reasons for the jump in expected inflation. The underlying rate of inflation may show a different story. Excluding food and energy, we may see a continued taming of price pressures that the Federal Reserve has discussed in recent weeks. Although interest rates have continued to trend higher, the yield on the 10-year note this morning touching about 4.3%, near the higher end of its range over the last several weeks, and in fact hovering near multi-year highs. If there's a break on inflation, expect those rates to come down. If not, the markets will have to contend with a jump in yields once again.
This is meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weather Center. Not as hot this week as it was this past weekend. The KFNX Metro Phoenix forecast for this afternoon, partly sunny, high 106. Mostly cloudy tonight, stray shower, thunderstorm late, low 84. Tuesday, partly sunny, isolated shower, thunderstorm, high 100. Sunny Wednesday with a high of 100. This is meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 103 degrees. Do you have a parent, grandparent, or loved one who needs some extra help? Senior Helpers has spent 16 years helping seniors continue to live at home as they age. Do you have a loved one needing help with grocery shopping, meal preparation, or even help taking a shower? Call Senior Helpers today at 480-621-6672. We specialize in helping seniors with Alzheimer's and dementia, Parkinson's disease, and other chronic illnesses to stay at home. You can find us online at seniorhelpers.com or at 480-621-6672.
Networking Arizona is sponsored by VJuve, helping everyone end their incontinence for good. Visit stopthep.com. Networking Arizona is also sponsored by WCI Commercial, helping intelligent people obtain wealth through creative investments every day. Visit WCIbroker.com. Networking Arizona is also brought to you by Flash Forward Sites. The proof is in your numbers. Learn more at flashforwardsites.com. If I traded it
all. So welcome back, everyone. We're live on Facebook, so hi to everybody out there. Like us and follow us. We'll share the show later on. My next guest has been on with me now several times. I have with me Tiffany Phelan, and she is the owner of Senior Helpers. We just heard your ad. I want you to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do and what we're going to talk about today.
Hi, Carol. So what Senior Helpers does is we provide caregivers to go into seniors' homes and help them with all kinds of things. So some folks that utilize our service use us to help go to the grocery store, maybe get stuff off the high shelves, bring it home, put it away, right? That whole process that can sometimes be a lot for folks. We can even help with showers, bathing. We work with a lot of folks with Alzheimer's and dementia, so folks who want to stay home but maybe need a little bit of extra support in that way, and other chronic conditions like Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative diseases. So what we're going to talk about today is what it's like to have a parent going through one of those really chronic and long diseases.
I want to talk about this because I don't think I have ever really focused on it too much. Okay, it's been a long time anyway. So it's very important because it's something that, first of all, the signs. Now, the holidays are coming up. We were talking about that earlier. And actually, sometimes, obviously, we have people who they live out of state and their parents might be living here. They come in to get together. It's the holiday season and they see things that they might have not seen for a while. And what are some of the signs that people should look for when they start seeing things that are becoming more chronic?
Sure. So so for a lot of people, especially if they're maybe not even out of town, but on the other side of town, because, of course, the Phoenix area is so big. So maybe you don't see your parents as much as you talk to them on the phone. And when we're talking to our parents on the phone, and both of my parents have chronic diseases and need help, so I know all about this. You hear a story on the phone, and then you see something completely different when you see them in person. And so I think the first thing that folks want to do is, as you're seeing your parents, no matter what the interval is there, you kind of think, how were they last time, and how maybe has that changed? And I think that's the first thing to consider, is to really be aware ourselves that there might be changes afoot, and to be on the lookout for those.
Okay, so let's go with some of these things. Chronic, they're chronic illnesses. What are some of the top chronic illnesses that you deal with before we go into losing them, you know, at that
sure.
point?
Sure. I want to back up a little bit because I think most people have thought, you know, whose parents are alive or with us, they're thinking, oh, no, I wonder what's going to happen when. Right? And a lot of us have that, we imagine that, and we think to ourselves that this is going to be some kind of acute event, this sort of maybe a heart attack or maybe some kind of an urgent emergency, and then all of a sudden that happens and we lose our parent. And that's one way, and that happens often, right? But for more of us, it's going to be this very slow progression, and some of those diseases could be something like Alzheimer's or dementia. Could be Parkinson's disease or another disease in that family, like maybe multiple sclerosis or Huntington's disease. It could be something like that. But it also could be COPD, which is a disease that affects your breathing. It could be diabetes. These are things that people can live with for a really long time. So it might be something that we think of as really scary, and it might be something that maybe we didn't originally think of as scary, but now we see how it's affecting our loved ones.
Well, the longer that it goes on, the worse the condition, the worse the condition. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I got choked up. And the reason why I got choked up is because so many people, I have an aunt that this happened to. You would have never known. She was so just sharp, right? And it just started to change. And she's gone quite a long time. And it's hard on the loved ones. And that's where I think you come in, as the family members are trying to, you know, do all this taking care of. And it's very hard to do.
Well, and I think one of the things you hit the nail on the head here is it's overwhelming, and that's kind of what I got from your reaction, is we hear this diagnosis, whatever that may be, and all of a sudden our world changes. Our parents took care of us or something like that, and then all of a sudden we sort of are looking down this very unknown road of taking care of them. And so as we start on that road, I always suggest, and we do a lot of education. We've got a lot of folks that call us at the very, very beginning, and they're really just looking for resources. And that's the first thing that I suggest to all families is let's get some education, and let's see what our resources are in our area. And those resources might be different for everyone. So as one example, we work with an amazing location called the Dementia Hub, which is a nonprofit. It's located over in Mesa, but helps people all over the valley with resources for those who are caregiving for people with dementia. So it's not, they definitely certainly help folks with dementia, but that's a great resource for the caregiver themselves. And so that would be one. People kind of laugh every time I say this, but support groups, right? Everybody thinks, oh, I'm not going to do a support group. That's almost everybody's first thought. But if you think about it, you want to be able to go talk to folks who are going through what you're going through as a caregiver, right? And a similar experience. That first step is really gathering those resources, and that's something we can definitely help with.
Now, the phone number to call them, it's area code 480-360-4141. Their website is seniorhelpers.com. And Tiffany, you have over 20 years of experience, and also your parents are both, they have chronic illness, so, and you take care of them, right?
I do, and as it so happens, my parents are not married, so they live at two different locations. My mom lived with me for about 5 years, and then just recently moved on to her next step, which is assisted living, and that's due to her chronic illness. But like you said, you know, I've dealt with this firsthand, and then for 20 years, I have been counseling families, coaching families to go through this. And if you think about it like this, most families who are going to go through a chronic disease with their loved one, they're going to caregive for one or two of their parents. Maybe they're married, so maybe all four of the parents between the spouses, or maybe a couple more than that. But I've done this 5,000 times. I've sat in many assessments over the course of my career. I've seen everything from very warm and fuzzy situations to situations that are a little bit more tense and challenging. And we've done everything in between there. So it's one of those things that we pull those resources in first. We talk about what are the goals. And if it's at all possible, of course, we want our clients themselves to be telling us what their goals are, right? If they have if they're able to express that for themselves. And then we want to come up with a plan that works for everyone.
You do free assessments.
We do.
Now, again, this is something when you are dealing with this, you need to make these phone calls. Start with just getting the resources, you know, getting those questions answered. And she's perfect for that. You also are specialized in, I think, people with dementia.
We do. Yes, yeah. We do. So we actually have a wonderful program. It's called the Senior Gems. And the Senior Gems is based on education material from our dementia educator. Her name is Tipa Snow. Many people may have heard about her. She is an internationally renowned dementia educator. And her goal, there's so much information when it comes to dementia. Her goal is about the day-to-day life, the day-to-day caregiving life of the person that has dementia and also their family member.
And that changes as time goes on. It doesn't sometimes get better. Sometimes, unfortunately, things get a little bit worse. But having someone like you, someone like Senior Helpers, to come in and help, because you know what, as a family member, it's so much harder on you because you're emotionally involved. And when dementia, let's say they don't know who you are anymore, right? That's right there, hard to deal with. And, or, you know, some like Parkinson's, how do you take care of somebody who has that? It could be very, very hard.
Right. So actually what we're doing at that point is we're going through the grieving process, but our loved one is with us. So we might be still having to attend to all of our loved one's needs and then be grieving the things that we're missing or that we lost in that relationship or with that loved one.
I hope you think this is a good question, and I'm not sure if it's not kind of silly or not, but a lot of people, I think, when they think that my parents have got dementia or Parkinson's, now they're going to go into a home. but not necessarily.
Oh, no, not at all. And so oftentimes, even with those diagnoses, especially toward the beginning or middle of the disease, it is extremely easy to live at home and maybe even longer than that. It really depends on what the support structure looks like and what the openness is to having a caregiver come in and do things like maybe providing meals, maybe going through and doing the laundry and light housekeeping, the things that these folks can no longer do anymore. Instead of having them fail at doing something, we bring in a support structure to make sure that those things are still getting done while they're still able to enjoy the environment they want to be in.
Do you also do things like working on with some kind of physical therapy if they have to as well?
So it's really common for folks to either go to outpatient physical therapy or have that physical therapy therapist come to the house. And what they're going to do, anyone who's been in PT knows that they go home with some exercises. They have homework to do. And sometimes it's hard to get motivated to do those things. And so one of the great things our caregivers can do with our clients is they can go through those exercises that were prescribed by the physical right. therapist and help them do their homework a bit faster.
And get them better if they can. Mm-hmm. At least make it easier along the way. Write the number down. It might be now, it might be you never know. You just don't know when these things you're going to need it. And it may be you or someone that you know. Their phone number is 480-360-4141. They're 5-star rated everywhere. It's seniorhelpers.com. Hang tight. We're going to be back in just a minute.
People from all over want to come to Arizona, so why not turn property you already own into a vacation home? At iTrip Vacations, we're invested in your success. Our boutique customer service ensures your questions are answered, your peace of mind is intact, and your property is expertly maintained. Plus, we partner with dozens of rental services to maximize marketing and keep your property booked. Call 480-586-9096 today or visit itriptempe.com.
When does it get easier? I hear that all the time from business owners and leaders that just aren't getting the same results from their hard work they used to. I'm Ken Kilday, and I work with business owners and leaders to unlock their leadership genius. Start today with a breakthrough strategy session and start making the cut. Call or text 602-820-6978 or online at makingthecut.biz. That's 602-820-6978 or online at makingthecut.biz.
KFNX Cave Creek.
What if I told you that getting Medicare coverage doesn't have to be a complicated process? Are you tired of being confused with the many coverage options available to you with Medicare? At Tapestry Insurance Group, let us help by taking the confusion and complication out of your Medicare options so you can get the coverage you need. Some available plans have no additional premium and may help lower your out-of-pocket costs. There's never a cost for a consultation with one of our licensed agents, so don't delay. Contact us at 602-541-7656 or visit tapestryinsurancegroup.com.
Are you tired of dealing with incontinence? Do frequent trips to the bathroom keep you up at night? Sudden urges when you laugh, cough, or sneeze? VJuve's non-invasive treatments for men and women are covered by insurance, Medicare, and FDA approved, making them accessible to everyone. Say goodbye to discomfort and embarrassment, and hello to a happier, healthier you. With several locations throughout the valley, there's one nearby. Why wait any longer? Schedule your complimentary treatment today at stopthep.com or call 480-593-5400. Let VJuve make you a better you.
Do you need to liquidate a home? You need someone that you can trust. With Loving Care, estate liquidators are here to help. When you hire them, they take care of everything, and all your troubles go away. Call for a free quote at 623-606-1966. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See what our clients say about us. Go to With Loving Care Estate Liquidators, AZ.com. You'll know you've called the right place. 623-606-1966.
If we could get you a price that would really make you happy, would you be willing to sell your company? Are you looking for an exit strategy to turn your world-class investment into cash? If you're ready to take on a new career or even just retire and need expert advice, WCI Brokers has the knowledge to get you your maximum value. With over 5,000 successful sales, 30,000 registered buyers, and 300 years of experience, we will handle every detail. Call 602-795-2005 and pay no fees until we turn your business into cash. If I
traded it all. So welcome back. We are talking with Tiffany Phelan, and she is the owner of Senior Helpers, 5-star rated everywhere, and I certainly know why. Okay, I've gotten to know you now quite a bit, and you have over 20 years of experience, and you yourself deal with parents that we're talking right now. We were talking a little bit about chronic illness, but I want to make sure that people understand that from, let's say just from the start, where right now you think that mom might or dad might need some help and want to stay at home, they're the perfect people to call. And then you would come in there, and they can you could have different times. They can do it for one, twice a week. Tell them a little bit about that, and then I want to go back into the
sure. So our folks that utilize us the least during the week, it's just one day a week for about 4 hours, and I'm trying to think of a couple folks that I've worked with. One of them gets her hair set and her nails done every single Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her thing, right? And she doesn't drive anymore. So her daughter decided, oh, I really want to make sure that this quality of life activity doesn't go by the wayside for her. So
it's
so
a prerequisite for me too. Okay. Okay. When we're ready.
Exactly. So that's a really common thing is when that driving goes, we talked earlier about some of those signs. Sometimes we're in the car with our parents and they're driving us somewhere and we think, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
You missed the stop sign, or you didn't notice the person jumping into the crosswalk, or whatever. And so as we start to have those feelings, oh no, the driving might not be, you know, lasting too much longer, it might make sense to bring somebody in even before the keys go, just to be able to give them that idea, get that transition in there so mm-hmm. that they know that they're not going to have to give up on the things that they love.
Right, because that's the worst thing right there, is that they don't want to, they feel like they're losing their freedom. And you can't imagine, remember when you were a teen? What it was like when you finally got your freedom, you got that car, and that was it for all these years. Now you're a senior, and that's the last thing that you want to see happen. And when it's the right time, they struggle, but these people will come in and help, not just with that, but in so many different ways. You do like to keep these people at home as long as possible, but you'll come in, you'll do an assessment and see, let's keep them here and let's see what we can do to make them their quality of life better. Now, I just wanted to get that out about that, but we are talking a little bit about chronic illnesses, because that's now another level of the people that you can help and care for. And chronic illness is very scary, right? And one of the things that it says here is that it takes a village.
Yep, takes a village. It does. It takes a village. And we talk about it taking a village when we raise our kids, and we talk about maybe their daycare provider and our family and all the people in our community or our neighbors who all step up to help us, and how it takes a village to raise a child. But really, if you think about it, it also takes a village to care for our elderly loved ones, no matter how they're related to us. We want our community involved, and maybe even their friends. I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's friends. So my mom moved here from Orange County, California, about 6 years ago, and she was involved in her church there, and she moved here and didn't know anybody except for me and my family. My mother now knows so many people. She knows more people in Arizona than I know. That's just how she is. And her friends have been this amazing asset as her disease has progressed. One of them teaches an art class. They'll pick her up to go places and do things with her. They bring her to church. They bring her to their events. This is all about this village. Now, not everybody has a situation like that. So that's part of what Senior Helpers does. We can step in and be part of that village.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And again, the different things that you can do. Lighthouse keeping, to go on and tell them a little bit more.
Sure, absolutely. So another fan favorite of the things that we do for our seniors is cooking. So that could mean a variety of things. If we've had, we've got a few clients who spent their life as housewives and they love to cook, right? So we don't want to take that away from them. This isn't about them not cooking. It's about maybe the fact that all of the cooking is a little bit much. All the timing has to be just right, and there's a lot of work to it, and then there's the cleanup afterwards that nobody really wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, can our senior cook, and we can just support them? Maybe we can chop some things for them. Maybe we can do the cooking while they chop. Maybe they have dementia and it's gotten a little bit more advanced than that, and they can't really put a meal together, but could they sit and rip the lettuce and put it in the bowl for the salad?
Mm.
If we could do something like that, and they can put a salad on the table for their husband, that's giving them back something that they would have otherwise lost, something that they take great pride in. And so it's not doing it for them.
Right.
It can be helping them do the things that they love.
But you also just mentioned something there. there's two people living in that house that you just said, when this person happens to have a husband there, but the husband may not be incapacitated in any way. He might just not be able to handle it. You can come in. They're husband and wife living together is what I'm hearing with that one.
Or he may not cook. Or he may be able to handle
it. He doesn't want to. He likes your cooking better.
Yeah. Well, meet my husband. He doesn't cook. He'd be in a lot of trouble. So that's definitely something. And then the other thing to consider when you have your two parents living at home, one of them maybe is showing some signs of some cognitive changes, and then the other one is not. It is extremely common for our healthy or well spouse to be the one who winds up in the hospital. Why? Because they're putting all of their time and effort and love and dedication into caring for this other spouse, trying to do it by themselves. And so part of what we do is education that we can't do that, right? I always tell the spouse, the healthy spouse, you're really the linchpin in this operation. You're so important. So we can't burn you out. We have to support you while you're doing what you want to do. And then, because for a lot of our clients, to be honest, they feel that dedication, that calling. A neighbor of mine is a great example of that. He has so much patience with his wife. His wife has dementia. She's had it since we moved into our house about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. I saw it when I first moved in. She doesn't necessarily remember his name, but this man is so dedicated and so caring. They bake cookies. They bring us cookies because it's an activity. He does all of these wonderful things, and we don't want him to burn out. We want to support him so that he can write. He's wonderful.
Isn't that neat? Well, and again, this is something that maybe right now, it might be something that you notice when you come in, and you want to make sure you have this phone number written down, because you can call them and you can get their information. They do a lot of, you know, people like to call, get resources first. Mm-hmm. Their phone number to call direct, it's 480-360-4141. They do free assessments. You're valley wide, and they're they're 5-star rated everywhere. And she's been doing this for 20 years, and I mean, you would never know, but honestly, more than anything, she lives it. You live it with two parents. They are divorced, so they're different houses, you know, so God bless you, but you love what you do. I always have to ask this: are you ever looking for people to help?
We are. We're always looking for wonderful people to help. And we actually, Senior Helpers has put together a really fantastic program. So in 2016, the federal government came out with a report that said that we would be millions of caregivers short of what we need. That would be not just paid caregivers, but also family caregivers. We'd be millions and millions of caregivers short by 2026. So that'd be 10 years from when this report came out. Then COVID happened. And a lot of folks found it, especially professionals, found it too dangerous, basically, to go out and
go
be assisting
people's
homes and things like that. And so we sort of unintentionally retired a large portion of our caregiving population. So Senior Helpers put together a program called the Center of Excellence in Caregiving. We actually have one of these in Scottsdale and one of them in Mesa, in Gilbert, in Apache Junction, and also we have a couple in the West Valley. And so what these are training centers. These are wonderful for professional caregivers. These are wonderful for people who maybe have had some exposure. Maybe they have cared for a loved one and thought, you know, I could do this. Or people who've maybe left corporate America thinking, you know, this is a little bit empty, right? And wanting to move to that next phase in their life. And we train folks hands-on, in person, on all the skills that they need to be a fantastic caregiver. We also open this up to our family members.
I was going to ask you that. Yay, that's so nice, because they could use, there's things that they would never know to do, and they can get that training right from you.
Exactly, they can get it right from us. And so we've got, like I said, in Scottsdale and in Mesa, we invite family members in. Oftentimes, family members are doing the lion's share of the caregiving, and they're bringing us in for respite care, maybe something like 12 to 20 hours a week. And what about all the other, there's 168 hours in a week. It can be really long.
And they fly by.
Unless you're being asked the same question, like, what are we having for dinner? You know, 10 times in 10 minutes.
In that situation, it can be very difficult. And I say this so much, please listen up when you hear these things. Again, it might be you, it might be someone that you know, but I feel more than anything, some people think that they could be a hero and do it all themselves as a family member. I think it is one of the hardest things to do because you're emotionally involved. And if you are that kind of person that has that heart, they're looking for you too. Real quickly before we leave, what do people focus on when, you know, things get really, really, really hard?
Well, you know what? We can focus on positive moments and positive days, and we really do that by quality of life. And so one of the resources we do have for people at Senior Helpers is some material on how to have great moments, how to have great individual hours or days.
Oh, gosh, I would love that. I think that's for almost anyone that's going through something. But now we're talking about caregiving, your parents. And I mean to tell you, if you're looking for people that are going to be the best and right there for you, they're the ones to call. The phone number again, it's 480-360-4141. SeniorHelpersWithAnS.com. If I traded it
all, if I could. The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the guests and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
News, talk, sports. The Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX, Phoenix.